The McDonnell Douglas DC-9 once ruled the skies, but those days are long gone.
Get up and go. Cover mid-America at 560 miles per hour aboard Ozark Airlines' new DC-9 jets by Douglas. The time you save will be all your own.
The DC-9 first took flight in 1965, and production stopped in 1982. While most airlines phased the planes out in the 1990s, Delta held on, overhauling the fleet and keeping them in the air until now. On Monday, Delta Flight 2014 from Minneapolis to Atlanta marked the last scheduled commercial flight for a DC-9 on a major U.S. airline. At Atlanta International Airport, Captain Scott Wolfrey stands inside one of the now retired planes that will head to its final resting place in Blytheville, Arkansas.
The DC-9 is a workhorse.
He knows how these planes perform. Wolfrey's flown them since 1997, and he piloted Monday's final flight as the sun set across the horizon.
As we took off at 4:30, it was light out, and as we got closer and closer to Atlanta, the skies turned kind of an amber to a deep purple, then set completely on the aircraft. We arrived, it was dark, and taxied to the gate. Very symbolic of the flight.
Wolfrey calls the DC-9 a pilot's plane, in a way you just don't see anymore. Entering the cockpit is almost like stepping back in time.
It's all analog gauges. Pilots are very intimately involved in flying the aircraft, flying by needles and balls and with a single autopilot.
And there's no GPS.
We navigate by ground-based radio beacons. Our needles point to a station, and then we get a distance from a station. So we know where we are. We use the old paper charts, and we navigate that way.
Over nearly a half century of service, the DC-9 opened up jet travel to hundreds of smaller communities. Its compact size let it land on short runways in places that previously had to rely on slower propeller planes. Wolfrey says the best memories he has are flying these planes over mountains to land at airports in little towns that dot the West.
It's indescribable in clear weather to start your descent, and it's almost a two-dimensional view. And then once you get down into the mountains like Helena or Bozeman and see the majestic peaks around you, it's just absolutely amazing sight.
These days, the DC-9s are outdated. They're noisy and not fuel efficient. But Wolfrey says they're fun to fly, and he'll miss taking them up.
It brought us from Minneapolis to Atlanta safely and comfortably, and kind of nostalgic, just setting the brakes for the last time.
That's Captain Scott Wolfrey. On Monday, he flew Delta's last DC-9 flight from Minneapolis to Atlanta.